It is people that is lined up at food banks, people trying to figure out how they going to get their bags, how they going to. I don't even think people care about Thanksgiving no more. Christmas is over. Christmas is over. Flat out. Christmas is over. This is going to be the biggest. Listen. Bruh. When it comes to exposure, I'm just going to tell y'all this. All right? We didn't know that it was going to come this way. I personally didn't predict that it shut down would last this long. But you know what it's showing? You know what it's showing? It's showing who got it and who don't. Listen, I know that y'all going to get into the whole, oh, my God, you know, we got to make sure that we're compassionate about everybody and all of this stuff. It was a lot of popping, a lot of flossing, a lot of stunting. There was a lot of people saying what they ain't going to do and he better come with his own money. And why would I talk to a man and go 50-50 because I can do it myself? And there was a lot of guys that was out here doing all of this with the bus downs. All of them watches is pawn. They pawn shops is popping. All right. Listen, it's, I had a little bit of a technical difficulty because I got to call the maintenance guy because the heat in here is messed up. So this is why we having this, but I think that we need to have a conversation. Hopefully we back in the studio for the original Millionaire Morning Show tomorrow. But let me tell you something, all of this talking tough, I got it. They don't. All of a sudden, you a villain if you got money. Facts, Zeroyce, it's not even cool to talk about money no more. Have y'all noticed that? It's not even cool to talk about money anymore. Now you're being insensitive if you show that you got any. Let me put my Apple Watch on. For this particular segment. Now you being insensitive. Oh my God, I can't believe it. So wait a minute. If you got money, you got to wait till everybody get back on their feet and that they start handing out food stamps before you start talking about money again. I got my Apple Watch on, so we ain't got to worry about it. We back. Rubber bands and the Apple Watch. We good. Now, if you got money, because see, let's be clear. Hey. Talking tough is a luxury that is reserved for people that are doing okay in their life. Talking tough is a luxury that is reserved for people that's doing well in life because you ain't got time to be talking negatively. You know, notice how all of the reaction videos, the back and forth, the argument, people ain't having relationship wars no more. Ain't nobody talking about 50-50, man versus woman, feminism, all of that stuff is out the window. Now we trying to figure out how we going to survive. Because, see, let's be clear. It's not just about food stamps. It's the furlough workers, too. It's the furlough. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to still put my Rolex on. I'm going to do what I'm going to do regardless. It really doesn't matter what nobody else do. I'm going to do whatever it is that I'm going to do. I was just joking on that. See, it's the furlough workers, too. Because, see, you got the double life. Now, let's be clear. I'm not a fan of people working and not getting paid for it. All right? You should be able to get paid. But, see, we going to see who – what we're seeing right now, A, we're seeing a broken system that we never really had an opportunity to observe before, meaning that welfare was subsidizing most people's lifestyles that was taking trips out there to Tulum. Welfare was subsidizing most people's lifestyles because they were selling it 50% on the dollar, 75 cents on the dollar. And so they was getting the money from the federal government. So we they daddy, all right? Everybody that's out here grinding, everybody that's hustling, we they daddy. We been out here subsidizing their lifestyle and they been popping, talking big tough, talking tough and getting out of pocket and telling us what they ain't going to do. YouTube sucks, says Rolex are a scam. They make you send them off to get tuned up every year, can't do it. Tell me that you don't own a Rolex without telling me you don't own a Rolex. If that's not the biggest lie, people just be talking. And see, you can't talk to me about it because I own 20 of them. And so I know that that's a lie. I know that that's a scam, and you don't have to send them off every year to get tuned up. And that's the biggest lie that I've ever heard. Listen, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not talking to these people no more. I'm not talking to these people no more. I'm big dog now. Because listen, remember when they was doing all of the videos, talking shit and stuff? All of that junk just went away. You know why? Because they hungry. You can't... You can't effectively talk tough when you're hungry. You can't do a reaction video negatively about somebody when you're hungry. And let's be clear, the Gaz is hungry too. They've been bumming off of, you know, all of the Dusties, all of the chicks and stuff like that. Y'all been bumming together. Uh-huh. And then they want you to start feeling bad when you had the option to not have kids. So you had 6 kids. You had 8 kids. You got 3 baby daddies. Can't none of them help you? Can't none of them make sure that you're good? Walmart, listen, the first of the month was just a couple days ago. It's empty. It used to be bussing. The drug dealers is starving. You're not hearing me. The dope boys is starving. Because they not getting their benefits out. Them checks ain't going out on the first of the month. So the crackheads can't go out there and then shop for a real one. You can't go out there, sell your food stamps and go get you a couple rocks. You can't go get you some Fenty buzz down heroin. You can't get none of that. Drug dealers and shut the trap down is no longer a 24/7 operation. You got to order online and pick up your order at the back door. The trap is shut down for now. We not doing no trapping. We not doing nothing. Everybody gone. Walmart's suffering right now. You know why? Because Walmart sells 25% of all groceries inside of the United States of America. So when you can't go out there and subsidize your food, then Walmart can't come out here and go and get their bag. So now corporate America is out here. So listen, I'm for it. I'm all with it. I'm with everything that has to do with it. Remember when y'all was saying shut down the banks, let the housing crisis do it. Do what is due. Okay, I think we should do that all across the board. I'm with you. Democrats, I'm on board. Shut it down. Keep it shut down. We're going to get into it today. Democrats, shut it down. We good. Because listen, I'm all for it. Let's reset. Let's start over. Let's get everybody off of food stamps. Let's get people on. The majority of the people that's on food stamps are not even Americans. They are migrants that came over to the United States of America. It's so many migrants that's here that's on food stamps. We've been subsidizing their lifestyle. We've been subsidizing like their lifestyle. White girls, they've been like nice and quiet. Black girls, y'all should be able to figure it out. Y'all been learning how to get by for this long. Maybe not. Y'all not the old school chicks. Y'all these new chicks. So y'all don't really know how to make it shake. You don't really know how to wash clean, make food stretch. Y'all different. You know what I'm saying? Y'all different. These some new chicks. But the white girls been acting like they've been getting it for a long time. Now you see their hair frizzy. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm dusty. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me tell you the difference between white girls and black girls. Black girls act like they man not in the household. White girls and snow hairs, snow bunny and snow hairs, they've been working together on their food stamp totals. They be married, children, giving you their sob story, trying to act like it's different for them. No, me and my husband, he just doesn't make enough. He works 40 hours a week, and I'm at home. I've been, you know, taking care of the kids and did everything they told me to do. I had 5 kids. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm Cuddy. From now on, for the rest of the year, from now until the rest of the year, I'm Cuddy. You don't know who Cuddy is? Go look at Dead Presidents when Lorenz Tate came home from the war. Been taking care of them kids. Hey, listen, this is a little something for Juanita. Let me go get some money. Listen, young blood, I'm not the enemy. I'm not the enemy, young blood. While you was away at the war, who you think kept this household afloat? Huh? I'm the one that kept food on the table. Just look at me as Big Hump. All right? Look at me as Big Hump. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I care a lot about Juanita. I'm not going to lie to you. I care a lot about Juanita. But you back in the picture, I'm out. You need anything? You need anything? Come talk to Big Hump. These used to be hundreds. I'm not even going to cap. These used to be hundreds. The way the economy is looking, fives are due. Look crazy, don't it? So you used to laugh at people like me when I used to be coming up here with my $5 bills. And I said, yeah, man, you know, we got to make sure that this and that. When I was giving hundreds out to the homeless, they said, oh, that ain't nothing. Now you lined up around the food bank and now it means something. Look, it hit different, don't it? Listen to it. You hear that? Strip clubs, shut down. Coney Island, not popping. Remember when y'all used to say we wasn't tipping? What you want to do? DoorDash? You want some DoorDash? We got it. We got it over here. We hustling in Detroit. Huh? Look at this. It when it rains, it pours. See this? Woo. 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 All I need is fives. I ain't got no hundreds. The 20s? That's for special occasions. Grubhub? Uber Eats? Lyft, what you want to do? We making it rain over here. Lyft, what else you want? Because we can get whatever you like. It's crazy out here, ain't it? This do something, don't it? This make your skin tingle. What you do for a real one? I don't want you. I don't want nothing you got. I'm just generous. Ooh, we getting to the 20s. Bought it. 60, 80. You know, we in a time where the chicks, let me turn this around. I don't want you to think I'm balling. You know what I'm saying? To flip the 20s to the fives. We in a time where, you know, I had my Apple Watch on the other day. We going to get started with the show. And she said, that ain't no regular Apple Watch. That's the Apple Watch Ultra. So you noticing a little orange? See, the ladies, they notice the details. Then they start giving you the sad story. You know, I've been sticking by him for so long. I don't know if he gonna ever make it. I said, don't start turning your back on him now. She said, can I get some Infamil? You know what? I'm feeling infamous. So go ahead and get some Infamil. You know, you take a little time. You got to flip your fives over to make sure that they all go the right way. You know, I'm feeling infamous. Let's get some Infamil. You know, how's the kids doing? How's the kids doing? Huh? I know it's rough. Oh, the heat is off? Is the heat off? That might be one of my skeezers right now. Let me see. That's not one of my skeezers. Been getting all kind of text messages. Hey, 2 o'clock in the morning, you up? Can I get a favor? I just go ahead and cut the phone off, put it on sleep, do not disturb. Can't be messing with my sleep. You can't be messing with my sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here. I ain't got to do first class no more. Spirit to do. Spirit about to file for bankruptcy. Yeah, we got a great reset happening right now. We do. We got a great reset happening right now. It's crazy. It's crazy. You go into the club, the strip club with this on. Chicks is like, where is he at? I said, Jesus, I just got in the door. Let me get my $200 together. My $200. Listen, all I'm saying is stop that stunting. If you ain't got it, stop that stunting. Remember when they told me, nah, Anton, it's better to make sure that you finance everything. Finance your houses. Don't pay cash. Don't build it cash. Well, guess what? I don't have to worry about the banks calling me. You know why? Because I did the right thing. I stayed down for 10 years and now I'm in a position to buy. We don't have to worry about mortgages and property taxes going up or any of that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Remember when I said back when it was, when everything was busting, when we had all of the money and a pandemic was happening, I said, you know what? They calling me with an offer I can't refuse. I'ma still work corporate America and I'ma get another job. Now, remember they laughed at me? They laughed at me. They said, oh man, what are you doing getting a job? You're a businessman. You're a YouTuber. You're not supposed to have a regular job to go along with it. Regular job don't sound that bad all of a sudden now. Layoffs is popping. Government shut down. Ain't no food stamps and SNAPs. People was talking mad junk, but that's okay. Because I'm like Noah. I take the Noah approach, all right? When everybody is partying, busting it down for a real one, I'm going to just keep building the ark. And I'm going to tell the people, hey, man, it's a flood coming. Everything is cyclical. Remember the next flood is coming. Don't worry about it, man. Just give me my hard hat. The flood is coming, y'all. Skip it. Give me some animals. Give me my bag chasers. Come on, Patreon members, bag chasers. Let's all get in the ark. And now we up there partying. Waiting on the next buying opportunity. Waiting on the next buying opportunity. And they out there struggling. People didn't quit YouTube. I see people getting like, you know what? I think I'm about to become a TikToker. Niggas, listen. Niggas is losing weight involuntarily. They not... I ain't never seen people losing weight involuntarily. They doing the cartoon thing where the nails be biting up. They losing weight involuntarily. I said, you know what? I'm going to set my diet to the side because I don't want them to think that I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. So I'm going to keep eating good. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think that. Because see, it's a different type of weight loss. You can lose weight because it's three different ways you can lose weight. You can lose weight on crack. Crackhead weight is different. You know what I'm saying? Because they still strong. You can lose weight because you're starving. That means you ain't got no energy. You know what I'm saying? You got your head bigger than your body. Or you can lose weight because you just actively working, eating right and stuff like that. I don't want them to think we all in the same boat. So I'm going to lose my weight differently. I'm going to lose it a little later than y'all. I feel good. Oh, had some breakfast this morning. Meat, eggs, fruit. I got extra fruit. I'm inviting over. You don't believe me. Oh, man. Hey, baby. Hey, baby girl. What this look like? Fresh fruit. Yeah, it's crazy. Ain't even expired. Mm-hmm. Got pineapples, cantaloupes, grapes, strawberries, and blueberries. We got extra fruit over here. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Come get you some fruit. Bring a little nigga with you. Bring a little man. He wants some fruit. I remember when that little nigga only used to eat candy. He ain't got no teeth. He ain't got no front teeth now. He can't even go to the dentist. Yeah, he like fruit now all of a sudden because it's soft on his teeth. I got you. We got some fresh fruit and ain't got no expire. See, the expire by 11:05. It's only 11:03. So Yeah, we good over here. You want some fruit? All right, I got you. Looking crazy, right? This look like a come up now, don't it? This look like a come up. You want fresh fruit. Look at that fruit. Look how beautiful it is. Fresh fruit. Wow. Blueberries, strawberries, cantaloupes, grapes. I don't like to eat in front of niggas, but I'm assuming since you're watching this on a $1,500 iPhone that you don't mind if I have a strawberry or a grape. Huh? Whew. You don't mind if I have a strawberry or a grape, do you? I don't usually eat on the Millionaire Morning Show, but so many juices. Wow. It's a flavor that I can't quite put my finger on it. Now, you know you really busting when you get them two at a time. So I'm going to get a strawberry and I'm going to get a pineapple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Praise God. Get one more. Ooh, look at that. Look how juicy that is. Ooh. Hallelujah. I'm gonna put that up. I know you're coming over later. Won't you leave on a full stomach? There's more where this came from. There's more where this came from. All right. Her New Edition is going back on tour. Toni Braxton is on tour. Now they got Johnny Gill out there. Belle Biv DeVoe. They all working. Come on in.
Hey, what's going on? Nah, I think the heat is kind of off. It was just I turned it off because it was just loud.
Life is good. Life is good. They're doing all of the old moves. I see the preachers begging on TikTok. I seen Creflo Dollar on TikTok. Creflo Dollar was on TikTok saying, hallelujah. Amen. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Creflo was begging on TikTok. I said, Creflo on TikTok?